This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about the vaccine rollout. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. A lot of people all over the world are not rushing to get these shots. They are worried that they were developed too fast or that there may be yet unknown consequences.
I've been hearing about the bad side effects.
I'm a little weary of taking this shot.
Too fast and it happened too quick.
You know, I'm diabetic. I have other issues. You have to weigh the pros and cons, you know.
There's a lot of trust that has to be built for people to feel safe and sure about this vaccine. Many hospitals employ community health workers, people who provide extra help and care to patients with complicated illnesses, patients who don't have good access to health care or who are struggling financially. Community health workers have played a big role in getting people information about coronavirus, providing testing, and now they're spreading the word about vaccines. Sojourner Ahebe has this look.
When she was in elementary school, Tawanda Austin noticed that some of her friends were always without lunch money.
My mom always wondered why I was always packing like extra lunches and always finding myself in the middle of others' problems.
Tawanda followed her impulse to help others. She worked in recovery and then found a job as a community health worker in Philadelphia.
Everything about my job is rewarding. I appreciate what people have been through. It teaches me how to be more effective.
Community health workers are typically employed by hospitals, clinics, or grassroots organizations to connect patients who have serious illnesses and may need help navigating care. They are trusted individuals who come from the communities they serve. They usually share the same socioeconomic and cultural backgrounds as their patients. And unlike social workers and nurses, they're not defined by licensure, but rather by who they are and what they do. Tawanda feels like she can really connect with her patients because of her own life experiences. At 19, she had her first daughter and remembers the challenges of being unemployed and navigating city resources for childcare.
I remember having my daughter or having times where I felt like I just wanted someone just to talk to or just to understand what it's like to be in that situation and not have anyone to help.
Last month, Tawanda met a new patient, Geraldine Kennedy, a 78-year-old Black Philadelphian, and she felt an instant connection to the older woman.
Just listening to her speak, She's a very knowledgeable person. Like, I can really benefit off of just listening to her stories. We have a lot in common. She shared a few stories with me about being in school, what it was like to be in school around that time, and her having a dream and her dream being shattered by a teacher.
Geraldine was in elementary school in the 60s when she had to write an essay about what she wanted to be when she grew up.
I let them know that I wanted to be a bookkeeper. And the teacher said that they didn't think that I would be able to do something like that. You know, and you're thinking on, like, why doesn't she think, you know, that I'm capable to be what I say I wanted to be?
And she was so, like, forthcoming with sharing with me. She kind of felt comfortable with talking to me. She's obviously has way more experience than I do. But just connecting on just certain levels where it was kind of like, we both got it. It was kind of like, yup. Have you ever had that experience where you're talking to someone and like, okay, we're definitely on the same page? And that's the kind of connection that made the rapport easier to build.
The two Black women built a relationship of trust.
She almost like a daughter. You know, we talked to each other, you know, I think I talked her ear off, going off track and everything.
Tawanda helped Geraldine get certain medical expenses covered and made sure she was getting her checkups.
She got in touch with my primary doctor because I was concerned about if I might have a heart problem because I've been out of breath, you know, just doing the slightest thing. And the doctor got back with me and she's setting up a meeting, you know, by phone coming up.
And they talked about coronavirus and the vaccine.
Because my husband, he received his. At first, we were kind of skeptical, and you know, because of what has happened previously in our culture, taking advantage of us with some of these, using us as guinea pigs for some of this stuff, you know what I mean?
Tawanda is used to fielding these kinds of concerns from her patients. People are worried whether the vaccines are safe, whether they were tested thoroughly, and she meets them where they're at.
Yeah, I've been watching about the coronavirus vaccine too, and that's definitely a concern. It sounds like you're really concerned about how long the vaccine's been around. Is that correct? I would try to see what is her biggest fears around it. Ms. Jodine, what kind of fears do you have, and try to figure out if we can try to address what those fears are, because it might be something that was like a myth and we might be able to actually call the doctor on the line and get some real answers or facts around what her fears are.
Tawanda answered Geraldine's questions about its efficacy and even helped her call her doctor so he could answer questions she couldn't.
It's almost like you guys are like holding hands and walking together.
For The Pulse, I'm Sojourner Ahebe.